This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We have not been good coming off buys.
Any thought of how it's going to look?
Yeah, appreciate that. I was going to go have a beer. Now I'm going to switch to whiskey. No, I mean, going out west was, you know, we had 4 days off because of the New York trip. So that was a really, and then going out west, I thought we played pretty good going into Ohio State. We just missed our free throws. We would have won at Ohio State if we made our free throws. So I think, you know, we're going to take technically 2 days off, but it won't be a full 2 days. It'll be like a day and a half.
So that was Kevin Willard, and he lamented this after the Michigan State game, like too much time off, didn't like the way they came out, and so of course he's going to switch from beer to whiskey because they've got now 6 days off as they don't play until Friday at 6:30, which means pregame coverage starts at 5:30. They will play the winner of Illinois, who plays the winner of Ohio State and Iowa.
They got to wait to find out their opponent, and they got 6 days. I don't know, Jason. You've been doing it one way the whole year. Do you switch it up to try to get them more ready after the layoff? Because you didn't like the way they've looked after layoffs.
Well, I think you have to do something differently, right? I mean, there's enough of a sample now, and it's become enough of a thing. And we've heard Willard quickly after some of these games that have been a little off kilter and one half off, the other half better. He quickly alludes to, well, it's been 5 days since we played. It's been 6 days since we've played. Clearly, it's been sticking in his craw. You know, we talked early in the year about, and we talked to Chris Knocke about this and some other, I don't know if we talked to any other former, well, yeah, Patsos, other former coaches about it. Like, at what point do you start traveling differently or changing up when you do your shoot-arounds or adjusting to different time zones and changing your patterns leading into these road games when there was a period of time where they hadn't won on the road in forever and they can't come from behind on the road, right? They don't win close games on the road. And I think Willard has done some of those things. So I think it would be silly and myopic not to think that there is a better way. Being able to figure that out and thread this needle in real time now, I don't know. I mean, they're leaving on a Wednesday, right? So they are trying to make it like not as long. They're going to go on the Wednesday. They're going to have a nice team bonding experience. They're going to get used to the courts there, you know, early. Get used to the surroundings there early. Yeah, I guess you do change the routines up a little bit. It's been a thing.
It absolutely is a thing because you think of some of the Washington game that Kevin Willard alluded to. That was arguably their worst loss of the season. Ohio State, they blew the 17-point lead, and then Michigan State, which was as ugly a first half as they've had all year long. Now, I don't know what they can do different. I'm not sure that Kevin Willard's going to try to reinvent the wheel this week, but it's also important to point out that depending on how far they go in the Big Ten tournament, there could very well be another big layoff heading into the NCAA tournament, especially if they end up playing Friday.
Yeah, well, they're guaranteed a layoff, and if they don't make it to the, like, say they lose Friday, they don't play again till the next Thursday or Friday. So,
could be a week.
You got a layoff. He doesn't like the way they've come out, and you can tell it. He was joking about it, but it legitimately is a concern for him because he hated the way they came out against Michigan State after a six-day layoff.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, and that's a different opponent, and that's a, you know, that is a unique challenge on a lot of levels, and Sparty throws things at you, including a coach who's seen it all and done it all, that most can't, but... I mean, this was a problem at Washington. I mean, we can go back and look. You know, it's not just the best team in the conference coming in as an underdog with their coach having them, you know, whipped up into a pack of rabid dogs to spoil your 18,000, you know, seater sold out night when there's the building's electric. Like we've seen it happen in half empty buildings against teams that can't hold your jock.
With all that being said, you're not going to apologize for getting the double bye. And this team, more than pretty much any other team in the Big Ten Conference, the less games that you have to play, the better. Because this isn't like the NCAA tournament where you get the day layoff. These are all back-to-back.
Every day.
And with how many minutes the starters log, that plays a big role.
By the way, and I know we've touched on this before, but another quality bench performance from Jordan Geronimo, who continues, and he's like the Cowboy, Jason. He fills the stat sheet, 4 rebounds, a steal, 4 points, getting a little bit done all over, and played some quality minutes.
He had a couple of those big offensive rebounds with the putbacks, and the Terps dominated the glass in that game.
Yeah. The thing that you love about Maryland is, and we've said it before and I'll say it again, there isn't one script. There isn't one template to success for them. They can beat you 65-64. They can beat you 95-94. And they can beat you at score lines all in between. They can beat you fast-paced. They can beat you slow. They can beat you outside. They can beat you inside. At times, have they struggled on the defensive glass and we felt like other teams were too opportunistic with their offensive rebounding? Yes. Generally, they take great care of the ball. Do they sometimes give it away at inopportune times? Yes. Close and late situations, especially in road or neutral settings, still give me a little pause. But they are hardworking, entertaining, diligent. I don't think they feel like they're playing with house money, and I don't feel like they're playing with house money. But I also feel like they've reached a point now where they can be loose, probably isn't the right word. Carefree is probably not the right word, but maybe unencumbered. Like
I don't know if I'd go that far. if this team doesn't make the second turn, second weekend of the NCAA tournament, then I think it's a disappointment.
I'm talking more. I'm talking about just this weekend. I'm talking about just this weekend. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not talking about the fight.
Sure.
We got to see the draw and all that. And Styles make fights, but I feel like I'm telling them after all we've done this year. I don't care whether it's Illinois or Ohio State or whatever. Like, you know how they like playing. We just heard the clip from Willard a week ago when they were getting a little tight. Was it the Penn State game or was it before that? Where he was trying to draw plays and they're like, we got this.
I think it was Penn State.
I want that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I want that version
Michigan
of them. Yes. Good call. But like, I want that, right? Like, hey, you guys have got us to this point. It's your team. I'll step in if I have to. But go out there. You want to run these guys underground? You think you can score 96 on them? Go for it. For that game.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm with you, and even though they did scuffle and struggle at times in this game Saturday, once again, the Crab 5, all five of them in double figures. And our boy, Selton McGill, I don't know if he got the IA bump. It was great talking to him on Friday, but he hit some big shots. We thought he'd get to that magical 17, but he did get to 11.
He had his run there.
Yeah, he had another run.
He got the bump,
eight straight points.
He got the bump, but it was like sporadic.
Yes.
But he still got it.
Yeah, he got it.
He got it. It was kind of late to show up, and then it was there. It was a little bit fleeting.
Yeah.
Maybe he had it, and he just decided, I'm going to share it. Like, maybe he went into one of the huddles. He's like, hey, man, I just scored 8 off the IA bump. Hey, Rodney, Rodney, I'm going to kick it over to you.
Yeah.
Right? Are we sure that didn't happen?
Maybe. Hey, Juju, it was 11 for 13 from the line. I will take credit for that. We had him.
I mean, what were they, like 21 to 24 as a team from the line?
23 or 28.
Yeah. Not too shabby.
No.
2%.
Yeah, it's a pretty good day at the office. Juju 11 for 13. That's something. So the Terps do not play until Friday. We know when they play. 6:30. Indianapolis is where the Big Ten tournament is. But they await their opponent as they sit with the double bye. Pregame coverage for that game will be at 5:30. So we have a slightly shorter show on Friday. But coming up next, more big news from the weekend. Ravens make a move. They re-sign Ronnie Stanley. What do we think of this move? We'll give you the terms. That's next here on The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.